This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Ashley's a young woman from Indiana who, in her own description, she says, "I'm an atheist." She talks about some billboards that were around Indianapolis. I have yet to see these. If any of you have been through Indianapolis and you've seen it, tell me later. But she said there are billboards around Indianapolis that are put up by atheist organizations that say this: "You don't need God to hope. You don't need God to care. You don't need God to love, and you don't need God to live." Well, it's certainly anybody's right to put up a billboard. They've got the money to put it up, and free speech and all that, they can do it. But I was thinking about that statement just this week: "I don't need God to hope, to care, to love, and to live." And then I thought of scripture that answered every single one of those. I don't need God to hope, when the Bible says he's our only hope. And I don't need God to hope, when it says I don't need God to care. He's the source, according to 1 Thessalonians, he's the source of love and caring. God takes credit for giving people the capacity to care. So somebody, I've got a problem with them saying you don't need God to care, when he's the one who says I'm giving people that capacity. You don't need God to love, when 1 John 4, I think, says that God is love. God doesn't show us how to love. God is love. And if that statement's true, and only if it is, then the statement to say you don't need God to love is false. False just on the face of it. And you don't need God to live. You don't need God to live. Paul would say, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." He is the way, the truth, and the life. I need him to live. One more quote. I've just really been touched by Carly's book about her life struggle with cancer years ago. She said, "The day of my second surgery was a low point. I remember lying on the gurney alone, waiting to go into the operating room. Tears were streaming down my face. A nurse I didn't know came up to me, took my hand, and looked intently into my eyes. I know you're having a really hard time," she said. "You're going to be okay." It was a simple gesture, but it had a great impact on me. It was one of the first of many kindnesses shown to me by strangers during my cancer journey. Read all of that just to read the last sentence. So listen to this. It was a moment of grace in the midst of my nightmare. It was a moment of grace in the midst of a nightmare, not minimizing anything Carly says about her experience. But let me tell you, you need grace in the midst of a nightmare called living in 2015. And people need grace in their lives. Unmerited favor is what grace means. It means getting something you don't deserve, something you haven't earned, something you haven't worked for. That's true for you, and it's true for me. She said, "It was a moment of grace in the middle of my nightmare." I want to suggest you need grace with a capital G in the middle of the nightmare called your life and mine, for all the struggles that you go through and will go through, and your family's gone through, and your parents went through. We need the grace of God and the mercy of God and the peace of God that passes all understanding. It's all connected to Christ. That's why Paul said, "I know whom I have believed in, and I can trust everything to him." Do you know what he meant by that when he said, "I know I can trust everything"? He can trust his life, his death, and his eternity to the one who is eternal. Someday you're going to realize, if it hasn't happened yet, it all boils down to three things: life, death, and eternity. Jesus is connected with all three. Jesus is connected with all three.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.